Fourth stage. The fourth stage starts at the shoemaker craftsman Morissa and ends at the Hotel Excelsior. This stage takes approximately 25 minutes. Once you left Mr. Morissa's workshop, ride along Via Sandro Gallo on your left and then take the first street to your left, Via Lorenzo Marcello. Ride all along this street until you reach the Lungomare Guglielmo Marconi when you turn right, and after about 200 meters, you will come across the Piazzale of a Mostra del Cinema. That is the large square where the International Film Festival takes place. Every year, at the end of August, the Venice International Film Festival takes place on this area between the Palazzo del Casino, that is the first seat of a gambling house or casino in Venice, and the Hotel Excelsior. The so-called casino dates back from the 1930s and was built in what was called the rationalist style. As you can imagine, the International Film Festival attracts very many Hollywood stars and leading actresses and actresses to Venice, as well as journalists and cinephiles. Beside the Palazzo del Casino, you see the Palazzo del Cinema, which is the official seat of the festival. This building was completed in August 1937, just in time to house the fifth edition of the film festival, which in previous years had taken place in the Hotel Excelsior on the opposite side of the street. If you cross the road facing the Palazzo del Casino, you will find a panoramic terrace where you can enjoy a stunning view of the sea and of the beach with its traditional capanne, that is the beach huts, which Venetian families and group of friends usually hire for the whole season. That is from June to September. Be aware that there might be traffic restrictions during August and September due to the preparation and the carrying out of the International Film Festival, so that access to these areas might be denied. Less than 100 meters away from the panoramic terrace, you see the huge Moorish-style construction, the Hotel Excelsior, built with great pomp and imagination by the architect Giovanni Sardi in 1908. The Hotel Excelsior, as well as the Hotel de Bain, which is located at the beginning of the Lungomare, and which is nowadays closed, inspired famous film directors such as Sergio Leone and Luchino Visconti. Some of the scenes of Once Upon a Time in America, filmed in 1984, were turned in the Hotel Excelsior and on the beach in front of it, while the Hotel de Bain was the set of the film Death in Venice, filmed in 1971.